Old Path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinette.
Reflections, Christian meditations compiled by James Robinette, missionary to Africa. 22. My soul longs to feel more of a pilgrim and stranger here below, that nothing may divert me from pressing through the lonely desert till I arrive at my Father's house. David Brainerd. But whenever I can say, Thy will be done, teach me to do Thy will, O God, for Thou art my God, it is like throwing ballast out of an air balloon. My soul ascends immediately, and light and happiness shine around me. Henry Martin. The motto of every missionary, whether preacher, printer, or schoolmaster, ought to be devoted for life. Adoniram Judson. I can plod, I can persevere in any definite pursuit. To this I owe everything. William Carey. These 86 years serve I him, and he has never wronged me. How then can I blaspheme my King and my Savior? Polycarp, before his martyrdom. Cannot the love of Christ carry the missionary where the slave trade carries the trader? David Livingston. From World Shapers, a treasury of quotes from great missionaries. Harold Shaw Publishers, Wheaton, Illinois, 2000. 23. The duty of mortification. This duty of mortifying sin is frequently put to us in Scripture. Paul says, Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Colossians 3, verse 5. What Paul is saying is, put to death your corrupt earthly desires by avoiding fornication, uncleanness, etc. So a distinction is made between corrupt earthly desires and their fruits. These immoral fruits arise from corrupt evil desires which would like to commit fornication. So the special sins mentioned are the desires within us which, if allowed, produce these actual sins. Those desires are also called our members. They are called our members because they arise from a ruling principle of sin called the body of sin, or the body of the sins of the flesh, Romans 6, verse 6, Colossians 2, verse 11. These desires are like arms and hands taking hold of our physical bodies and driving them to commit these actual sins. So when Paul says, put to death your members which are on the earth, Colossians 3, verse 5, he does not mean the actual destruction of any of our physical members, as some think, who imagine that mortifying refers to punishing the body, but the putting to death of our evil, sinful desires by not allowing our bodies to carry them out. Now, as the body naturally uses its various physical members, so the body of sin within us naturally uses these evil desires. And by these evil desires, it entices the physical body into the service of sin. So that Paul warns us not to let sin reign in our mortal bodies, Romans 6, verse 12. He goes on to say, For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness, Romans 6, verse 19. Which am I going to do? Present my body to the service of evil desires or to holy desires? From The Holy Spirit by John Owen, 1616 through 1683, The Banner of Truth Trust, Edinburgh, 1998. 24. If a man be employed for God in any special service and work, the Lord will not only pardon his failings, But if he be faithful in his work, God will bless him and set a character of love and favor upon him. What a character of love did the Lord set on Caleb and Joshua? Of all men in Scripture, it is said of Caleb that he followed the Lord fully. And this character God himself did set upon him, Numbers 14, verse 24. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, etc. But why did God own and dignify Caleb thus? Even because he was faithful in that work, service, and employment which God did call him to. From A Lifting Up for the Downcast by William Bridge, first published in 1649, published by the Banner of Truth Trust, Carlisle, Pennsylvania, 1995. 25. The Demands of Truth. Truth must be spoken, however it be taken. John Trapp. There is a due in a penny as well as in a pound. Therefore, we must be faithful in the last truth when season calls for it. Richard Sibbes. Truth seldom goes without a scratched face. John Trapp. Serve Christ. Back him. Let his cause be your cause. Give not an hairbreadth of truth away, for it is not yours, but God's. Samuel Rutherford. From A Puritan Golden Treasury, The Banner of Truth Trust, Edinburgh, 1977. 26. Sing, O barren. Isaiah 54, 1. Sing, believer, for it will cheer thine own heart and the hearts of other desolate ones. Sing on, for now that thou art really ashamed of being barren, thou wilt be fruitful soon. Now that God makes thee loath to be without fruit, he will soon cover thee with clusters. The experience of our barrenness is painful, but the Lord's visitations are delightful. A sense of our own poverty drives us to Christ, and that is where we need to be, for in him is our fruit found. C.H. Spurgeon.